This is Brother Peter Diamond, VaticanCatholic.com. I wanted to examine and analyze a heresy that was taught by a radical schismatic. In exposing this heresy, Catholics will hopefully gain a better understanding of Catholic teaching on Jesus Christ's person and natures, central truths of Christianity. A radical schismatic named Dave L. was commenting on and criticizing something we had written, and in the process he fell into a very serious and embarrassing heresy. This radical schismatic is someone we've refuted in articles and audios that deal with a variety of radical schismatics. This man actually rejects Pope Leo XIII and Pope Pius X as antipopes. His false position and his massive errors on the topic of where one may receive sacraments in this period of apostasy were exposed in our Sacraments from Undeclared Heretics debate and in the article on the same topic. This video is not about the many errors of the radical schismatics, but rather about the specific heresy that this radical schismatic taught against Christ's natures. So let's look at the heresy and contrast it with true Catholic teaching. The schismatic is commenting on the Council of Chalcedon. As part of his argument, he proceeds to explain what he thinks the Council of Chalcedon is actually teaching. He writes, quote, "This teaching from Chalcedon was treating of the divine and human natures in the hypostatic union. Just as Jesus Christ on the cross yielded up his human soul, which is also divine, and it separated physically from his human body, which is also divine, it has to be said that his divinity was the link between his soul and body, which, although separated, that is, the soul from the body and only temporarily, were still connected by the same divinity. That was the purpose of Pope Saint Leo in promulgating this decree, namely to defend the doctrine of Christ's true humanity and true divinity." End quote. Now, the schismatic has just taught two significant heresies against defined dogmas about Christ's natures and person. Did you notice them? Most people probably did not notice the heresies, and that's why this video is important. The schismatic says, quote, "Just as Jesus Christ on the cross yielded up his human soul, which is also divine, and it separated physically from his human body, which is also divine." End quote. This individual named Dave L. says that Christ's human soul is divine and that his human body is also divine. This is heresy. It's actually the heresy of Eutyches that was condemned at the Council of Chalcedon. Eutyches was a 5th century heretic who taught that Christ only had one nature, or that his human nature was confused or absorbed by his divine nature. Dave L. says that Christ's human body was divine. That directly denies the central dogma that the Council of Chalcedon defined. The Council of Chalcedon defined as a dogma that we confess one Lord Jesus Christ in two natures, but that the natures are unconfused and unmixed. The idea that the natures are confused or mixed, or that the human nature is also divine, and that the divine nature is also human, is condemned heresy. The Council of Chalcedon declared, in its solemn definition, quote, "We all with one voice teach the confession of one and the same Christ, acknowledged in two natures which undergo no confusion, no change, no division, no separation. At no point was the difference between the natures taken away through the union, but rather the property of both natures is preserved and comes together into a single person." End quote. There is one person of our Lord Jesus Christ, acknowledged in two natures, a human nature and a divine nature. But the human nature is not the divine nature, and the divine nature is not the human nature, and they are unconfused and unmixed within the union of person. As St. Alphonsus says in commenting on Eutyches' heresy, he says in the History of Heresies, Refutation 7, quote, "In Christ there are two natures, the divine and the human nature, distinct, unmixed, unconfused, and entire, subsisting inseparably in the one hypostasis or person of the Word." End quote. In point number 5 of the same refutation, St. Alphonsus also says, quote, "This text proves that the two natures in Christ are unmingled and unconfused, each retaining its own properties, because if the divine nature was changed in him, he would no longer be God when he became man. If the human nature was absorbed by the divine nature, or even changed into a divine substance, as the Eutychians say, Christ could no longer be called man, as he is in the Gospels and all the New Testament. If the human nature, therefore, was thus mixed up with the divine nature, Christ would no longer be either true God or true man, but some third sort of person, which is contrary to the whole teaching of the Scriptures. We are bound, therefore, to conclude that the two natures in Christ are unmingled and unconfused, and that each nature retains its own properties. End quote. There is without question a divine irony in exposing the heresy of this radical schismatic. It is that this radical schismatic attempted to explain in very arrogant fashion what he thought the Council of Chalcedon was saying, and how we were supposedly not using it properly. And in the process, he wound up undermining and in fact denying the central and most important thing that the Council of Chalcedon declared. And he fell into the very heresy that was taught by Eutychs, one of the primary heretics condemned at the Council of Chalcedon. In fact, in his very paragraph which teaches this heresy, Dayvell claims that what he summarized was precisely the purpose of Leo the Great in promulgating his decree. He says, quote, that was the purpose of Pope St. Leo in promulgating this decree. So, according to this heretic, the purpose of Leo the Great's letter, which was incorporated into Chalcedon, was to teach that Christ's human soul is also divine, and his human body is also divine. The purpose of the council was exactly the opposite. Exactly the opposite. It was to clarify that there are two natures which are unmixed and unconfused. So he actually turns completely on its head the primary purpose of Leo the Great's decree. It's amazing. Is that an accident? No, it's not an accident. When heretics contradict the truth, especially in very arrogant fashion, God will allow them to expose themselves and embarrass themselves in a way that's equal in proportion to their bad will. This heresy that Dayvell teaches was also condemned in numerous canons of the Second Council of Constantinople, which reiterated the Christological dogmas about Christ's one person and his two natures. And in Canon 4 of the Second Council of Constantinople, it said, quote, as a matter of fact, the word union has many meanings, and the partisans of Apollinaris and Eutychs have affirmed that these natures are confounded among themselves, and have asserted a union produced by the mixture of both. And it goes on to say, for in the mystery of Christ, the synthetical union not only preserves unconfusedly the natures which are united, but also allows no separation, end quote. So throughout these definitions, we see that the natures are unconfused. The divine is not the human is not the divine, yet there is also an inseparability within the person, okay? That's the mystery of the hypostatic union. There's one person, two natures. Human nature is not confused with the divine, and the divine is not confused with the human, but they're also inseparable within the person. That's the mystery. And heretics corrupt the mystery, like this individual, Dayvell. It also demonstrates that he hasn't carefully studied these councils and their decrees on Christ at all, and that, in fact, he has no idea what he's talking about, even though he presumes to publicly teach others what the council is saying, and even to correct people who actually know what the council is saying. It's astounding blindness. That's why God allowed him to fall into teaching the heresy that was precisely condemned at the very council he was commenting upon. Another canon comes from Canon 7 of the Second Council of Constantinople. It says, quote, a difference of the natures, of which an ineffable union is unconfusedly made, in which neither the nature of the Word was changed into that of the flesh, nor that of the flesh into that of the Word, for each remained that which it was by nature, the union being hypostatic. Canon 8 also says, quote, therefore they are equally condemned and anathematized by the Church of God, who divide or part the mystery of the divine dispensation of Christ, or who introduce confusion into that mystery. End quote. A good illustration of this principle is that God could not have suffered in his divine nature. And so we do not say that God, the Son of God, suffered in his divinity. He suffered in his humanity. God could not have suffered as God, but God suffered as man. He suffered in his human nature. The natures are unconfused. So to review these important truths, are there two persons in Jesus Christ or one person? There's only one person. The idea that there are two persons is also a heresy. That's the heresy of Nestorius that was condemned at the Council of Ephesus in 431. There's only one person. Is the one person human or divine or both? The one person is divine. The one person is not human. There is only one person, and that person is the second person of the Blessed Trinity. So Jesus Christ is one divine person, but he has two natures, divine and human, and they are inseparable within the unity of person, but they're unconfused at the same time. That's the dogmatic teaching of the Church on the Incarnation. So there is no doubt that this heretic, Dave L., is clearly teaching that the natures are confused, and it's based on his failure to understand Catholic teaching, his failure to have studied Catholic teaching, his obstinate bad will in many ways. And what's so ironic about this is that these radical schismatics, though they are extremely small in number, it can be revealing to expose their heresies. They take the position that if someone teaches a public heresy, and you remain in religious communion with that person, even if you're unaware that that individual has taught a public heresy, by the very fact that you are in religious communion with someone who has taught public heresy or is a public heretic, you are a schismatic. For example, they believe wrongly that Pope Leo XIII was a public heretic, and they say that because Pope Pius X considered Leo XIII to have been a pope, Pius X was a schismatic. Well, if we apply their own principle to their own situation, it becomes very problematic for them, because this heresy that I've proven that this individual teaches, he teaches the heresy of Eutyches, condemned at the Council of Chalcedon and also condemned at the Second Council of Constantinople, that makes him a public heretic, obviously, but it also makes everyone who thinks he's a Catholic a non-Catholic schismatic. Because by their own principle, if they remain in religious communion with someone who is a public heretic or who has taught public heresy, even if they're unaware of all the details of his heresy, they are by that very fact schismatics. So this actually proves that they're all schismatics. Anyone who might think this guy's a Catholic, it's obviously very few, but it's quite revealing. This individual, Dave L., also became a Sedevacantist a few years ago after coming across the material on our website, and then through his profound bad will, went back to the Vatican II Church, became a complete defender of the Vatican II Church, demonstrating that he has no real faith in God at all, and then came back to the Sedevacantist position but embraced a bishop who teaches that Jews and other non-Catholics can be saved, and then he came to reject that. He's also changed his position multiple times on whether Leo XIII is actually a pope or an anti-pope. They teach all kinds of other false and ridiculous doctrines. He also called up here and spoke to a nun, this was a year or two ago, and out of the blue told her how good-looking, strong, and tall he thinks he is. That's indicative of the vanity and bad will that leads people into these kinds of heresies and false doctrines. So, I thought it was an interesting illustration of how people teach heresy, and especially when they're attacking solid Catholic argumentation, God allows them to expose themselves and the evil spirit that guides them. And I also thought it was important to review what the Church has taught on Christ's nature as his one person. He is one divine person with two natures, and we do not worship him in a divided sense. We worship one Christ,